Good morning, everybody. It is Island IT's podcast for today, Monday, the 23rd of March. Of course, things have gone a little bit crazy in the world, but Island IT, it makes no difference to us whatsoever in terms of the services we offer. And in fact, we're starting to help a few other people around, especially locally at the moment. Those of you who know about what we do, we're a very much a services-based business. So we're a zero-contact sport, essentially. And we can help you do whatever you need to do to be able to work from home during the pandemic that's going on. So there's a lot of sort of self-isolation happening. There's a lot of confusion around, you know, working from home, how to do it. Some workplaces will help you out with that, of course, because they'll already have procedures in place and policies to enable you to do that. If you've sort of got to do it alone or go it alone, or you're a smaller business and you don't have that sort of support, that's where we come in. We can support really big businesses as well. And in fact, just over the last week, we've managed a number of additional businesses in the area as well. But we're not just, we don't just have to work within the area, of course. We don't need to come into your business to do what we do. We can very, very effectively manage your business and your infrastructure, your network and your computers with world-class, world-leading software that you don't have to touch. We just do it all for you. So that's where we come in, and it's not expensive to do either. It's very, very cheap with the sort of government assistance that you're getting with keeping people employed as well. It really is. It's a zero factor consideration. So definitely give us a call anytime, 0488-018-102, or just jump onto the website islandit.com.au and send us an inquiry, because we can have you up and running and protected almost immediately. So I'm just doing one at the moment for one of our companies here, an engineering company locally. So we have not had to go into that business at all, but we're now protecting, antivirusing, and optimizing all of their machines there, and some of their workforce that are not in the office at the moment, or self-isolating. So what do you need to know? If you're going to do this by yourself, it's not something you have to be daunted about. Working from home is very easy. You'll hear a lot of terminology if you're not, you know, very tech savvy, such as, you know, remote access and, you know, VPNs and all these sort of things. Working from home just means that you will be able to access information in your office. We can do that for you. We can securely set that up for you if you need to do that. Otherwise, if you're cloud-based, if that means anything to you, then it really doesn't matter whether you're in the office or not. But what will happen is, because you're increasingly out and about, not in the office at the moment, you may not have the sort of protection that the office provides in terms of security, antivirus, anti-malware, spyware, all the usual you know, buzzwords. And that's where managed services come in, because we take care of all of that for you with world-class real-time technologies to keep you protected. It's very, very clever. It's very, very flash. From all of our managed clients, and we now have quite a few, but we have not had one incident in the last year with any of them. We've had many, many attempts blocked, but our software is so good that you're just not going to have an issue. It's very, very, very unlikely. So when working from home, you're going to be using either a Mac or a PC, aren't you? If you're using a Mac, you're a little better protected, but it doesn't mean you can be complacent. Macs are generally the preferred platform to work from home, but some businesses don't support that. If you're on a Mac, then great. You don't necessarily need to antivirus, and you don't need security software on your Mac. Your Mac has all of that built into it, so just trust it. All you have to do is apply common sense. So, you know, on a PC, for example, if you were to open an email with a virus in it, your PC is going to get virused. If you did the same thing on a Mac, absolutely nothing's going to happen. You can transmit those viruses, of course, on your Mac to somebody with a PC, but really it's down to the PC owner to perhaps have their computer protected, because it's not going to affect yours. But we just find generally security software on Macs is just not worth it. The Mac operating system is so good anyway, and there are no real known viruses or spyware for Macs as it is. That does change daily, of course, but pretty much none to my knowledge right now. If you're on a PC, completely different matter. You must have up-to-date antivirus software and security software, and increasingly so. Over the coming weeks, we don't know how long this thing's going to go on for, but there's going to be an industry sort of popping up around people trying to scam you. So if you're new to working from home, or if having a computer is something new to you that you're trying to get by with working, it's really, really important to, number one, exercise common sense. That's your best protection. Same with anything. Don't open an email that, you know, asks you to change bank details or from your bank. Always check where the email's from, because if you just click on the from field, you'll be able to see, even though it might say, for example, from Commonwealth Bank Security, if you click on that, it might just say that. That's just the title of the sender. Anyone can do that. Look at the email address it's coming from. And basically, do not fill in passwords or anything like that that have come from your super fund, your bank, the ATO, anything like that. Because the government announcements this morning around the release of super and things like that, you're going to get scamming emails. Okay, so don't respond to any of those at all. Just go onto the ATO website and do it yourself if that's what you're doing. Exactly the same for business funding, loans, and the like. Do not respond to emails that you don't expect to receive. So just don't do it. That's your best protection on any Mac or PC or any computer when you're working from home. In everyday life, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. So just be very, very aware of that. And yeah, if you have older relatives and they're sort of, you know, having to isolate a bit more, you can't go and see them, which is also happening, we can help you heaps there. If you want us to teach them how to video conference or do anything like that, we'll do it for free. So just contact Island IT. In the local community, we will help and make no charge for doing that sort of stuff. Yes, we're a small business, we've got to keep going. But in terms of the older folks, let's just help them communicate with the rest of the world. So give us a call again anytime, 0488-018-102, or just jump onto the website. But yeah, just give us a call would be the best thing. Or just go to islandit.com.au. There's contact forms on every page, along with our COVID-19 response as well, which really, in terms of our business, nothing's going to change. We're just going to continue helping and doing what we do, and hopefully enabling a lot of other people to work from home safely. Anyway, take care. We will keep you updated with anything that really changes, but so far the landscape isn't going to change. Everything's kind of locked down. The schools may well close at some point. If that happens, everyone's going to be at home, so you might need us a bit more. We're always here. We're not just open, you know, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or whatever. We're open 24/7. So if you need us, call us 0488-018-102. I've been Darren on the podcast today. Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you again on the next podcast here at Island IT. Stay safe.